Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Bird Show.
I was working on the show over the weekend, and I told you guys, I haven't been diagnosed with it, but I know I've got ADD. Because there's no way that I can focus on one thing for more than 2 minutes. So while I'm working on the show on Sunday, I have the TV on. And I'm like not even watching, but I'm channel surfing, but I'm not even watching what's going on. And every now and then I'll look over at the TV, then I look over at the computer, and I look over at the TV, and I stop in my tracks when an old 80s movie comes on called 3 O'Clock High. And you're going to have to be old school to remember this movie. Do you remember it?
Uh-huh.
You do?
This is waiting for the fight.
That's right. This total geek ticks off the school bully. And the whole movie is about how this guy tries to get out of the fight. It's a cheesy 80s funny mindless movie. And it's all about the bully wanting to kick his butt at 3 O'Clock. And the bully ends up like knocking out the principal and knocking out the sheriff, and the bully finally gets his butt kicked at the end of the movie. But it's just one of those mindless 80s flicks that whenever it's on and I'm channel surfing, I absolutely must stop on.
Yeah.
All right, so what I did was I put together the top 10 mindless movies of all time. All right?
Okay.
You guys ever see a movie called North Shore?
Uh-uh.
Dude from Arizona wins a surf competition in a surf pool, and they send him to Hawaii, and he ends up winning like a professional surfing tournament. No. You guys never saw that one? All right, that's an old school one also.
Definitely not on the all-time top 10 list. I'll have to rebut that one.
Maybe a West Coast one. Better Off Dead.
Oh yeah! Yes.
Come on, man.
One of my favorite all times.
If that thing is on TV and you are channel surfing, you are stopping on John Cusack. Is that the one with I Want My $2?
Yes. I Want My $2. And then, of course, you know, he's got his part-time job at the burger place and he fantasizes about the Van Halen song and the burgers turn into these claymation.
That's right.
Yes, you know, right. Man burger, woman burger and the romance. And I love that movie.
Great movie. True Genius.
I don't know that
real
one.
Genius.
Yeah. Real genius. Yeah, Real Genius with Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Great movie. Lucas.
Oh, Lucas. See, that was
Charlie Sheen.
And the
what was that little kid's name? Corey something.
One of the two Corys.
Haim. Yeah. If Lucas comes on. You never saw that movie, Jen?
No.
Oh, he's like this little itty bitty guy and he's trying to get the chick and he joins the football team. Oh.
And Charlie Sheen's like the star football player and yeah, it's gonna be
10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, yes.
Now, is that 8? That's not 80s.
That's 90s. These don't have to be 80s.
Okay.
Yeah, this could be
80s. Yeah, none of mine are 80s.
Okay, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Jen Draw from 2002.
You know those old movies from last year?
And I also put Can't Hardly Wait on that list.
Love that movie.
Yes.
I think that's the only time
I've ever liked Jennifer Love Hewitt was in that movie.
Yes, that was a good one. Yeah.
Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah.
What would be on your list?
Well, I put another Val Kilmer in because, again, this is mindless, and it's one that I would never choose to rent or choose to watch, but then when it's on, I just kind of like, huh? Is that Top Secret? It's like the predecessor to Airplane, where he's like the secret agent. It's like a goofy thing, so that I think that was one of Val Kilmer's first movies. But now this one, I love this, and then this taps into my whole sci-fi thing. Do you remember The Last Starfighter? The kid who lives in the trailer park, and they have an arcade game in the trailer park.
No,
yes.
Then he's sent into space by the guy that played the Music Man. What's that guy, you know, a Victor Victoria guy, and he comes in a trench coat and top hat, and he sends him out to space, and he becomes the last starfighter to help this other
galaxy.
I've
never seen it. Never seen
it. Oh, my God. And yeah, this trailer park kid lives a video game. So anyway, The Last Starfighter. Office Space.
Yes, that's on the top of my
list. You have said that movie before, and I have never seen it.
Oh, it is mindless, but it's Jennifer Aniston's first feature film.
It's hilarious.
And it's on, like, it's on cable right now.
Hey, Derek, you agree with that?
Oh, gosh, yes. It's the best quote movie. I mean,
it
talks about everybody's life in the office if you work in, like, a cubicle space area.
Exactly. It's like, I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday, yeah, that'd be great.
Boss.
Yeah, never seen it.
The Boss.
It is a great movie.
It's
and
awesome.
Then just one more. That this is almost makes me mad because I don't like to sit and watch it. But you remember Hiding Out with John Cryer, where he was the adult that went back in the high school because he's hiding out from some.
Did that come out right after like Pretty in Pink? Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Wasn't he? Ducky in Pretty in Pink.
Yes.
Okay.
Him after Pretty in Pink, and he, for some reason, because if he does his hair in different color, like, didn't he do pink in the 80s when you do the slash of color in your hair and thought that was cool? Well, you know, somehow he's going to shave his beard and put pink in his hair and get back into high school in his late 20s, and somehow nobody's going to notice. So,
hey, Jamie, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. Hey. Greatest mindless movie of all time.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah.
I do like that movie.
I do like that movie. I do.
Yeah.
The first one was great.
Oh, yeah. The pies. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Great one. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, have you ever heard of a movie called Heaven Help Us? It has Andrew McCarthy and Kevin Dillon, where they're in a Catholic school back in the, I think, the 50s.
Yes.
And at the end, they end up getting in a fight with the priest, and it's awesome.
I don't know if that's such a mindless movie, though.
No, but it's a classic that every time it's on, you're like, okay, I'm not moving.
Gotta watch it, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Have y'all ever seen Roller Boogie with Linda Blair?
Roller Boogie? No.
Yeah, I think it came around 39 and 80, and my sisters and I used to watch it all the time, like where they roller skated all
roller
the time.
Roller Boogie.
Is that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you another one that comes on in the same kind of vein is Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, yes.
Breaking 2.
Yeah, that's Breaking 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo's got to be on the list.
It.
You got
love
a couple
it.
Of these, Jen?
Yes. You know what's on the top of my list is Clueless. The one with Alicia Silverstone and Paul Rudd is in it, and he's... I will get sucked into that every single time. And another one is Friday. You know, with...
Friday is a freaking funny movie.
And it's just mindless. I mean, there is nothing to it, but
Friday is funny.
Freaking hilarious. Those two are definitely at the top of my list. And then what Melissa said, Office Space. Oh, love it.
Hey, Amy, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey there, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, my ultimate top favorite mindless movie is Howard the Duck. I get sucked into it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
really? Because to me, that's one of the worst movies that I've ever seen in my life.
I know, but... Do you not watch it every time it's on?
Honey, I mean...
No.
What was that actress's name in it? And she's
Leah
Thompson sleeps with a duck in the movie.
No kidding. How mindless is that?
Yeah, I mean, it is mindless. That is true.
Affleck.
Hi, Q100.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good.
Good. I had Say Anything with John Cusack.
Oh, that is not mindless. That is pure gold.
That is the best movie of all time.
That is pure gold.
Him
right there.
With the boombox outside the girl's window.
Or out in front of the Sip and Serve talking to all the loser guys about how he should be picking up on more chicks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I love his friend who writes all the songs for ex-boyfriend. You know?
Yeah.
It's great.
If you guys know so much about chicks, why are you sitting outside the Sip and Serve on a Friday night? You have any of these?
Yeah, my top five is, in backwards order, 5 would be Learning to Drive.
I don't know that one.
Never saw
was
it.
Was that Bill Murray's younger brother in that? Or is that a different movie?
Oh, I don't know. Learning to Drive is with, I think it had both of the Coreys in it. And it's when the guy gets his license and he wants to take
this.
Out the hot chick.
I did see this.
4 would be any of the National Lampoons, especially the first one.
Okay.
3, Short Circuit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Any movie with a song by DeBarge in it.
Is hey, Johnny, he said, and he tried to look the other way. Johnny. I still like that song.
Two would be Can't Buy Me Love.
Yeah.
Anything with that dude Dempsey in it. Isn't it
right, Patrick Dempsey?
Anything with him in it, you got to watch.
And the number one, and I can't believe nobody said this, and this is definitely the undisputed champion, and I challenge anyone to beat it, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah,
sucks you right
I
in.
Will at least watch it all the way up until the parade scene where he sings Dankeschön, then I'll take off.
I just love when his friend is in bed and he thinks he's dying. I just love watching him get in the car. I'm not going. You know, I love it.
Good morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I can't believe no one said this yet. Footloose with Kevin Bacon.
Footloose, Footloose before. This is a movie to me that just does not stand the test of time. Like, it was great back in the day, but you watch it now and you're like, how cheesy is this thing?
But I mean,
oh my God, I still have it on video that I taped off of TV back when I was in like my first school, and I watch it all the time.
Because
I love it.
We can't start debating the intellect of these movies because, I mean, again, last Starfighter, I'm playing a video game and all of a sudden I'm in space. But I'll sit and watch it.
Anybody remember the movie about the kid who was there something wrong with him, but he could fly? Was it called The Boy Who Could Fly?
I don't know.
I think I remember
And
that.
The girl lived next door to him, and he used to stare at her through the window, and at first it spooked her, but then she started to like him. Then they ended up on the roof together, and the whole neighborhood, because there's a, you know, of course, when they end up on the roof together, there's a neighborhood picnic in the backyard of the house or the roof they're on. So, you know, everybody looks and goes, God, they're on the roof, and everybody points, and then he takes her hand and they fly away.
It's based on a true story, you know. Oh, here's another one. Weird Science. You remember Weird Science?
Yes. Always sucks you in.
Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. TC, what's going on?
All right, The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, see, to me, that's
mindless.
Yeah.
Mindless.
I never got into any of those movies.
Really? Any of the John Hughes movies?
None of them.
Oh.
I think they came out at a time where I was too focused on pretending my pillow was Blair from Facts of Life and I was making out
with
it.
Oh, well, 16 Candles. Anytime that comes on, I will watch 16 Candles the whole way
through. Pretty in Pink is another one, sure.
Have you really made out with a pillow?
And pretended it was Blair from Facts of Life?
Yeah.
I did a lot more than make out with it.
I pretended my pillow was a new kid on the block.
Did you?
My guess is my pillow is still fertile.
The last place you want to bring a black light.
Exactly.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey.
Hey, man, finish it off for us.
Raising Arizona.
A classic, mindless movie.
Great
that
movie.
Is a great movie, man.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, man.
Bye-bye. Oh, no, this one. I don't know if this one somehow fits into this category. Hey, Rita.
Hey.
Mindless movie.
My Cousin Vinny.
That is a good one, too. That is a movie you have to stop on, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
When she's on the porch and she's talking about her biological clock and she's stomping on the porch. That's great, dude.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, I'm going to show my age, but Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
The DVD. It's great.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Morning, all the hits, Q100. Hello.
Hello, hey.
Hello.
I got a movie for you.
Okay.
Little Shop of Horrors.
I have seen that, yeah.
Any good?
Yeah, it's okay.
You've never seen it?
Uh-huh. Mindless.
Really?
Never seen it. Morning, all the hits, Q100.
I can't believe you guys haven't mentioned it yet. It's the spoof of Star Wars.
Spaceballs.
Oh, yeah. Totally mindless and stupid.
That's a great movie.
Totally mindless and stupid.
Awesome movie.
Thanks, great. Corey. See you, man.
Hey, The Bird Show. Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.